seems that many of us don't realise that we are predestined to reign and rule with Jesus for eternity. Our time here on the earth is but our training ground for reigning with him. We are his chosen one, his bride. From the beginning of time, Father sought a bride who would be compatible with his son. In you and I corporately, his church and his bride, he's found what he searched for. Now he's training us for the task that lies ahead. He's making us compatible with his son. We are training for reigning. Reprising then what we've already seen, we are here to be salt and light in this present darkness, not to behave or react in the way the world around us does. We are learning to respond, not react, and come in the opposite spirit to that which comes against us. When we are cursed, we bless. We do not return evil for evil. So we don't retaliate when we're attacked. We don't try to protect our reputations. We don't throw the book at our adversary, even though we could. We don't resist evil, but return good in its place. We don't put others down, repudiation. We bear the shame attached to his name. It's called bearing the reproach of Christ. We don't give like for like. We waive our right of reply. We lay no counter charges. We do not rebut. We keep no record of wrong done to us. We are the bride in preparation. And another part of that preparation is that we pray, because prayer changes the atmosphere. It sends the demons flying. It overturns the plans of the enemy. We have quite a task to fulfil if we did but realise it. We aren't just in God's waiting room, waiting to be translated. Later in the sermon, Jesus will teach his disciples how to pray. Prayer, such a neglected discipline, but such an important part of our training for reigning. Asking our Heavenly Father to bring change and power into the world and life situations. How's yours this morning? Prayer life, that is. I guess for many of you, it's non-existent. That means that Satan's got you. No point in praying, it doesn't work. God doesn't answer my prayers, so I'm not bothering. Gotcha, he says. Satan can't stand saints on their knees. He knows it will be his nemesis. Time for a change? I leave it with you. Oh, and I leave this thought with you too. You can't be an overcomer with nothing to overcome. You need problems and difficulties in order to grow. They are a kingdom compost. Funny that. See you tomorrow.